Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host tonight, Charles James, with you. And in studios, talking with this evening, Patrick Brogan, who's the Vice President of Programming for ArtsQuest, and Mark Demko, who is the Director of Public Relations. We're going to be talking about Music Fest, which begins on Friday, runs for 10 days. So we got a lot of music to be previewing for you and a lot of information coming your way. Patrick and Mark, welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
You know, you guys have been doing this for quite a few years. The festival has been around since 1984. So this is, I guess, the 31st year? Is that how you define it?
31st festival, that's correct.
And a great festival happening once again, 10 days. Is it about 15 stages that you're running nowadays?
It's 14 stages with over 346 different performers with over 500 performances from everything from classical to country to Creole. So we'll talk about it all here, I guess, tonight.
And we're going to get into some of the logistics of navigating the festival tonight and to play you some music from a bunch of the different artists and kind of tell, once again, remind you how the festival is split between the north side and the south side to help you plan for your day. So, Mark, tell us about what you would suggest for people that are trying to get to the festival and parking this year. Have things changed at all for the way that that's set up?
You know, one of the great things about Music Fest is it's actually really easy to get to. A lot of people think, you know, if I'm coming to the festival and if I get there late in the evening, I'll have to park on the street and can't find a place to go. But we have two wonderful off-site lots that people can park at. We have one on the south side of the city and one on the north side at Martin Tower. You park there for free and you pay $4, and we have these wonderful air-conditioned buses that shuttle you in and drop you right in the heart of the festival grounds. They run during all festival hours. And, you know, some people even choose to walk if they live close by or ride their bike. We have, you know, places where people can lock up their bikes on the south side of the Steel Sachs campus. So there's really a lot of great ways to get around the festival. And even if you take the shuttle system in and you, for example, if you're parking on the south side and you're coming to Steel Sachs, we have a transfer service that will take you over to the north side of the festival grounds and vice versa. And that's included if you buy a shuttle pass.
So the shuttle takes you back and forth. Is that the same as the trolley, or I think we said before that's a little different, right?
Yeah, we don't have a trolley anymore. We have that shuttle system bringing people to the festival grounds and then taking them back and forth between the historic district and the Steel Sachs campus. It's really a great, easy, and convenient way to get, you know, throughout the festival.
So it's just running two different stops back and forth.
Yeah, you know, we have a stop. One is at First Street if you're on the south side, and one is next to Plaza Tropical on the north side. And then we have the buses that come in from the off-site parking lots that drop people off there, and then you can take the shuttle system between the two sides of the festival.
Now, on the south side, I believe it's probably the third year, at Lyric Plots, you're doing live on-air, on-stage interviews with WDIY programmers coming in and interviewing the artists on stage for the 7 p.m. shows.
That's right. Nine different nights, nine different artists, and I think it's almost nine different WDIY personalities doing the interviews. So it's a really engaging look into the artist's process or background or history or future or whatever it might be. Everyone's got a little bit different story to tell, and I think your hosts do a great job of pulling that out of them and really connecting the artists with the audience in a unique way, especially at a festival setting. It's not in your normal festival performance set. It's a much more in-depth look at the artist.
One of the new people that are part of that this year, I'm not sure he was last year, was John Braun, B-R-A-U-N.
Yeah, John Braun is just a Lehigh Valley musical. I think he's a Lehigh Valley musical genius. He's the visionary kind of force and front man for the favorite Talking Heads tribute, Start Making Sense. He's a force behind the Hall & Oates tribute, HMFO. But even before all that, he's been in a number of different Lehigh Valley bands. I remember back when I was in high school in Lehigh Valley, and you know, John was also probably in high school at the same time, making great music at the Funhouse or wherever it might be at different clubs around the valley. So, you know, John's had a long career at such a young age, and so I think he'll be a really interesting person to talk to. I think in the next era of Lehigh Valley musicians, he's really at the forefront in terms of a creative mind.
Now, is he going to be solo that night, or will he have a band?
He will be solo as a performer, I believe, and then also the conversation with DIY.
And then another solo performer is Tall Tall Trees coming in once again.
That's right. Tall Tall Trees, it's a solo artist out of Brooklyn, and he plays a banjo, And the interesting thing about his music is that he'll loop the music. So he'll record one loop, and then he'll put something on top of it, and something on top of it, and something on top of it, and keep recording and looping until he's got this really full presence sound, which is really unique. And people really love him. Young folks love him. People who've been around the festival for years love him. So Tall Tall Trees has really made a name for himself the last couple of years.
Yeah, I'll be interviewing him on stage again this year. And last year, he sold out quite a few. All of his merchandise that he brought, and was really successful. An interesting kind of a sound that almost went from old-timey music to garage music.
Banjo. Very much so.
So, interesting guy. But just one of many things going on throughout the festival. And this year also, this has been the first time you've had a late cancellation, I think, for the paid stage, the Sand Steel stage. And you guys just made an announcement about that on Friday.
You know, absolutely. ZZ Top, one of their bands, needed to have a surgery, and that's very unfortunate. But we have an incredible community here that helps make Music Fest possible every single year, from the artists to the sponsors to our volunteers to the city. And we saw that again. Patrick here reached out after he learned about the cancellation and tried to bring some local acts together. The first one he thought of was the Craig Fetcher Band, you know, the iconic blues band, been performing for more than two decades here. And at the same time, we have a wonderful partner in Coordinated Health who reached out to us and said, hey, we heard about this. Is there anything we can do to help? Well, after some schedule juggling, it turned out that Craig Thatcher and his band were able to come together to make a very special performance possible. Coordinated Health stepped in to help defray some of the cost of, operating the stage that night. And so we're going to have the first free performance at our main stage in more than 15 years when Craig Thatcher and Mike Dugan do the Allman Brothers tribute. We're very excited and very honored that everybody came together to make that possible.
They had a great turnout for that when they performed that America Plots before. And what a fabulous show.
Craig has a great turnout anytime he plays. I think he could say, I'm playing a supermarket today at 2, and he'd have a huge turnout. You know, he's just a Lehigh Valley icon in terms of that, and people love him. And so what better way to celebrate opening night with a party and an Allman Brothers tribute instead of the ZZ Top show? And it's free. So thanks to our sponsor who stepped in, Coordinated Health, and made that happen. We're looking for a great party to start the festival, making lemonade out of lemons.
You're tuned to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. I'm Charles James, talking with Vice President of Programming Patrick Brogan, who was just there, and Mark Demko, who's the Director of Public Relations. This, you mentioned the first, that's happening the very first night there on the south side at Sand Steel Stage, but that's also that night will be a performer from Texas, a Texas Gulf Coast woman, a blues performer who now lives in Austin, Texas.
Carolyn Wonderland, and boy, has she shot up the blues charts lately. Best New Artist of the Year is a deserving title for Carolyn Wonderland. Blues rocker, guitar, I got to see her at South by Southwest, and rocks hard, so we're looking forward to bringing that to Bethlehem.
And you're bringing back somebody who was at the Blast Furnace Blues Festival as well, a couple of different performers.
We're bringing back two artists, which is very rare for us. Usually we try to space out our performances, but these two artists just blew us away at the Blast Furnace Blues Festival that they're coming back for Music Fest. One is Jesse D, young, retro, soul, pop kind of sound. Blew us away, floored everybody, and we said we got to bring him back. And then the other is Southern Hospitality, who's the kind of super group trio of J.P. Soares, Damon Fowler on guitars, and Victor Wainwright, my favorite keyboardist at the festival this year, probably. So the three of them with a drummer and bass behind them, just a ton of fun. They headlined the Blues Festival. Everybody was on their feet, I think, a third of the way through the show, and they didn't leave. And so we're looking forward to having both of those artists back for the second time this year.
And they were both young performers, I believe. But Jesse D, particularly so, you mentioned. And I thought they were fabulous at the Blast Furnace Blues Festival. Glad to see that you're having them back.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to be having them back. We have a great blues. You know, I feel like we programmed three blues festivals this year. One, the actual blues festival we had back in February. There's the Levitt Pavilion Summer Series has a cavalcade of great blues artists on it. And then Music Fest has its own dynamic and accomplished blues lineup as well. So we've really brought the world's best blues to Bethlehem this year over three different types of events.
And matter of fact, those two performers we just mentioned, Jesse D, all three of those, Carolyn Wonderland and Southern Hospitality, all performing at America Plots, which people might know as Levitt Pavilion by now, where, as you mentioned, during the month of August, later in August, Coco Montoya and Tab Benoit will be performing.
That's right. Coco Montoya, Tab Benoit. We've had a great summer. We just had the Lee Boys last week. It's been... Jim Weider and a number of blues shows earlier in the season. So we're rocking the blues here in Bethlehem this year.
And you mentioned when we were off mic that a performer bringing Brooklyn Barrel House Blues Boogie Woogie also to town, to the Jazz Cabaret stage, which is the Banco Cinema.
That's right. Chickentown, first time playing Music Fest, but we've had them in the Creativity Commons on the TD Bank stage earlier this year in the winter. And just real unique, that kind of older school boogie-woogie keyboard sound coming into the Jazz Cabaret stage on Saturday, August 9th at 5:30 p.m.
Mark, last year you were talking about the app that was, for a couple of years, I think you've been talking about the app that's available for the iPhone. Has that come out for the Android yet?
Yeah, you know, it has not, but, you know, we're constantly looking at ways to upgrade, enhance the app, and, you know, we certainly have all the wonderful features that people love. You can go online and check out all the schedules no matter where you're at on the festival grounds and things like that. You can see all the performer biographies, 63 food vendors, the 45 artisans, anything you need at the touch of a finger. We're very excited. It's something that's become very popular. We had a number of people who have downloaded the app when we first unveiled it 2 years ago, and we had about 15 or 20,000 unique users last year with the upgrades and things like that. So we're excited. In just a couple of years, it's become a really popular way to navigate the festival.
When you go online, are you able to put together like your own personal schedule of things you want to see, or is there that capability on the website, or is it part of the app?
You can absolutely do that on the app. On the website, we traditionally have all the schedules by day, by stage, and also all the performers listed alphabetically. But if you really want to get into the nitty gritty and do some searching, the app's a great tool.
Now, you also have a pamphlet that came out again this year, right? So it's a booklet that goes into detail with all the stages and information that's coming out. And I think it's separated north side, south side.
Absolutely. We do a Music Fest program every year. It lists all of the performers, the special activities at the festival, the food vendors, the artisans. That came out around mid-July. We've been distributing it to about 150 different locations throughout the Lehigh Valley, including we just brought a bunch over to WDIY this evening.
We're going to take a break here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, then we'll be back to talk more with Patrick Brogan and Mark Demko of Music Fest here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Vinyl albums or 45s on your shelves that are taking up space and gathering dust? Why not donate them for a good cause? WDIY will receive profits from the records, and you will receive a tax deduction. For more information or to arrange for drop-off or pickup, call 610-694-8100 extension 3 or visit WDIY.org.
You're back with us here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Charles James and talking with Patrick Brogan, who is providing Vice President of Programming for Arts Quest throughout the year and for Music Fest coming up August 1st through the 10th, talking about the festival with him and Mark Demko, Director of Public Relations. And we were just talking a little bit about, I noticed that a couple of the big things you've been doing over the last couple of years have been gypsy music and also Americana. And it seems like the Americana acts are pretty strong this year.
You know, both of those genres seem to have taken an increase in interest from our audience and especially younger generations. And you know, we program for everybody, and we really listen to what people want to hear. And the gypsy jazz, early jazz sounds, the Django Reinhardt sounds are really in right now, so we've done a lot of that, you're right. And Americana, you know, has become a fringe genre to a mainstream genre with folks like Mumford & Sons and Lumineers and this year a headlining artist at Music Fest, the Avett Brothers, really making folk rock a mainstream genre. So we've been doing a lot of Americana and rock and rockabilly and putting it throughout the festival.
And somebody I'm pretty excited to see that you're having to the festival for the first time is somebody you've been trying to book for a few years. He's coming to Music Fest America Plots on Friday, August the 8th for a one-time only 7 to 8:30 p.m. show.
J.D. McPherson, and I think this guy's absolutely on the tops of the Americana rock charts right now. He's high energy. You'll hear a lot of that early 50s rockabilly, rock and roll sound Probably if I were to say he's, you know, these, you have to see these five artists at Music Fest, he would be one, two, or he'd be at the top of that list. Great artist, Jaden McPherson, playing Friday, August 9th at America Plots at 7:30.
Let's have a listen to one of his tunes. This is from his CD, Signs and Signifiers, here on WDIY. Definitely one of the hottest artists on the Americana scene, J.D. McPherson, so that'll be a great show. You also have a couple other people coming up, and one of them is Kevin Gordon, who's played a couple times during the fest.
That's right, another great roots rocker playing both at America Plots one night and then also at Godfrey Daniels, their Leader Plots Day on Sunday, August 10th, so two times to catch Kevin Gordon during the festival.
And yeah, he's been in town at Godfrey's a couple of times. Let's listen to something from his CD, Gloryland, as we continue to talk and review some of the music and artists coming to Music Fest, which runs August 1st through the 10th.
You might be a preacher broadcasting on a satellite. Miss Mamie's looking for an answer. She watches your program every night. Diamond, shine from your praying hands. She sends you all the money she has. Just to feel a little closer, a little closer to glory. You might be the president, take a lot of power in your hands.
A taste of Kevin Gordon, who's I believe out of Nashville, maybe formerly from somewhere else in the South.
Sorry, I think Georgia. Was he certain Georgia?
Don't recall, but what a great sound. He got a lot of attention with this particular city, Gloryland. So we're talking with Patrick Brogan and Mark Demko of Music Fest about the festival and a lot of the people that are coming to town. We were talking a bit about gypsy jazz performers before, and you have a few people from in the area and outside of the area. Maybe you want to touch a little bit on that.
Yeah, sure. We have Hot Bijou, which is a local favorite. The Cook Trio from Florida and Hot Club of Philadelphia from a little closer to home in Philly. But then another group folks should check out, I think they're really going to like. I think they might be a very typical Music Fest favorite type of act. They're called Debosh. They call themselves the Russian Mafia Band. They're from New Orleans. They play gypsy punk rock. They're a little bit more edgier than some of the jazz stuff we'll put in the jazz cabaret stage in the cinema. Debosh is playing at Volksplatz, two shows on Saturday, August 2nd and Sunday, August 3rd. But they're a little bit more edgy, high-energy punk gypsy rock, and they're a show not to be missed. I think they're really going to win over Music Fest crowds.
And they're apparently going to be at Lincoln Center the night before.
They're so it's a great, you know, it's they're a little bit Gogo Bordello, a little bit Red Elvis's, a little bit like the stage presence of Reverend Horton Heat. You know, they call themselves this Russian Mafia Band. They're from New Orleans, playing New York City the night before. It's a great venue in Lincoln Center. So we're looking forward to having them here.
So a group that's a little bit more towards the traditional gypsy swing kind of sound, or maybe jazz, is a group from Easton. And you mentioned them briefly. Let's play a tune from them as we listen to more music of Artists Community Music Fest, music from Hot Bijou.
Everybody look at me, happy girly, you will see. I've got someone nice, oh gee. Oh joy, what the lady is, just the treasure. Found a new baby, he's sweet honey boy. My bashmate baby has filled me with joy is new and loving, has made me a slave. He's sweet to the diving, he's all that I crave. Sweet kiss with a kiss for the biscuit, is it somehow? Just when I put his wise in the eyes, mirage, I vow and how I don't mean maybe. I just had to fall. I found a new baby, a new baby that's all.
That's music from Hot Bijou coming to town to Music Fest. A lot of great things happening this year, and I noticed one thing new on the schedule is a group called Mucapaza.
Mucapaza, for fans of March 4th Marching Band, this is very similar. These guys are out of Chicago, 20-some piece indie rock punk marching band circus music. They'll be parading on Saturday, August 2nd at 5 p.m. from Liederplatz down through the lower sites on the north side. And then they have two performances, Saturday night and Sunday night, August 2nd and 3rd, 7:30 to 8:30, both nights at Volksplatz. If you're looking for true over-the-top spectacle at Music Fest, Mucapaza is it.
And that's Patrick Brogren, Vice President of Programming for Music Fest, coming up March, August 1st through the 10th. August, we'll get that straight. And actually coordinating the programming all year long at ArtsQuest and at Levitt Pavilion as well, right, Patrick?
That's right. The whole SteelStacks campus, we have a great team of staff and volunteers that helps us to put everything together, and it's phenomenal. We do over 1,000 performances a year, and it's certainly not a one-person job. There's a lot of people involved in the process, and big thanks to all of them.
Mark, with your responsibilities of public relations, I imagine it's a pretty hectic time during Music Fest, particularly if things are switching, which I'm sure they do often. A lot of things are unpredictable. So if there's some last-minute changes, where would we find that? Is there a certain place to look on the website?
You know, anytime there's any changes in the performance schedule, or any other changes, inclement weather, first of all, the safety of our patrons is first and foremost when it comes to the weather. But as far as just general schedule changes and things like that, we post those online. We use our social media extensively. We have a great team of communicating, to everyone who's at the festival. So we'll have stage announcements that'll take care of inclement weather things. And then also, we will keep everybody abreast through all of our social media outlets, our website, and things like that as far as just the basic changes. This year, we only have one major change at any of our venues, and that's simply a name change. We went back to Kinderplatz. Our family venue was called Banana Island, but we went back to Kinderplatz, the children's place, and we've added a lot of wonderful attractions this year. The Philadelphia Union of the MLS will be up to have some of their players on hand, maybe do some soccer activities with kids. The Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania will be there, and we have Space Shuttle Blake coming in. It's a half-scale replica of a U.S. space shuttle that's actually an interactive classroom for kids inside. So we've added a lot of great enhancements to our children's area, and we hope people come out and have a great time.
Cool. Well, before we close out here, and we're just about out of time, I want to also note that I was very excited to see that the group Solus, a great Celtic group, is coming to Music Fest this year to Liederplatz.
Very much in the traditional Celtic vein, traditional instrumentation. A first-time group for the festival, Solus. Also, if you're looking for the high-energy, beer-drinking, fists-in-the-air Celtic, it's a Bastard-Bearded Irishman on Saturday, August 8th. But Solus on Monday night at Liederplatz is our Irish pub night. I'm sorry, Tuesday night at Liederplatz is our Irish pub night, and Solus is the cream of the crop for that.
And one of the other groups that maybe you'd want to mention that may not have been here before is the Stray Birds.
The Stray Birds, great folk Americana sound out of Tennessee. Fantastic first-time group, too, at the festival.
And that great final day is the Godfrey Daniels Day at on Sunday, August the 10th. So from noon to 8 p.m., Ann Hills, Dina Hall, Chris and Julie Kerr, and Kevin Gordon.
And a Music Fest favorite, Girls, Guns, and Glory. So a great day of Americana, roots, rock all day long.
Make sure to check it all out online at musicfest.org. The complete information and schedule is there. And thanks for tuning in this afternoon. Thanks for being my guest here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Thank you so much.
That's Mark Demko, Director of Public Relations, and Patrick Brogan, Vice President of Program for ArtsQuest.